The 737 MAX 8, Boeing's best-selling jet, will no longer fly the U.S. skies after President Trump declared an emergency order to ground it.
I didn't want to take any chances. We didn't have to make this decision today. We could have delayed it. We maybe didn't have to make it at all, but I felt it was important, both psychologically and in a lot of other ways.
The day prior to Trump's announcement, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg spoke with Trump by phone and reassured him the aircraft is safe. As a key military contractor, Boeing is a major lobbying force in Washington. The company donated $1 million to the presidential inaugural fund, and Trump has called the CEO a friend.
It's a very tough decision from the standpoint of a company like Boeing. It's a great, great company with a track record that is so phenomenal.
Through a statement, Boeing said they support the temporary grounding, but continues to have full confidence in the safety of the 737 MAX. Boeing shares have dropped 15% since Sunday's crash. The 737 MAX jets have crashed twice in 5 months, killing nearly 350 people, including those on board Indonesian Lion Air that crashed in October. A few hours before Trump's announcement, Canada joined dozens of countries in banning the aircraft.
The new information, and I hasten to say this is new information that we received and analyzed this morning, comes from validated satellite tracking data suggesting a possible, although unproven, similarity in the flight profile of the Lion Air aircraft.
Ethiopian authorities have recovered the aircraft's black boxes and plans to send them abroad for investigation. The flight data and cockpit voice recorders will provide important clues about the cause of the crash. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.